Passion and Death of Jesus Christ. Among the great mysteries of Jesus Christ's love recounted in the Gospels, the most amazing is his passion, death, and resurrection. The evangelists tell us about the treason of Judas, the wicked judgment before the tribunals, the mockery, and the crowning with thorns. Carrying the cross, Jesus takes the path to Calvary, where he is stripped, nailed to the cross, and placed between two thieves. Finally, after 3 hours of great pain and agony, Christ dies. After being taken down from the cross and given to his mother, Jesus is placed in the tomb. Why did Jesus die? For our salvation. That is to say, to gain for us forgiveness of our sins and to give us back the grace and the friendship of God. This way, Jesus showed his love for us and also manifested the evil of sin. Jesus Christ is the Savior. After our first parents' fall, man had to be redeemed. Out of his infinite love for men, God sent his Son so that we could be saved from our sins. Jesus Christ is the Son of God made man who has saved us. He, and only he, is the Redeemer of man. Jesus Christ offers a sacrifice of infinite value. In sacred scripture, there is a moving scene. God asks Abraham to sacrifice his only son. Abraham obeys heroically, takes Isaac, together with a heap of wood, and goes up to the mountain to sacrifice him. But once Abraham's faith has been tested, God does not consent to the sacrifice. Isaac's sacrifice is a prefiguration of Christ's passion, with the only difference being that God did not spare his own son, but gave him up unto death for us. Jesus Christ, priest, offers himself. In the Old Testament, priests were in charge of offering sacrifices to God. Those sacrifices, products of the soil such as wheat, wine, etc., or animals, were offered for all the people. Jesus Christ, eternal priest, did not offer either things of the earth or animals. He offered himself. This is the greatest sacrifice that can be offered on earth, because it is the sacrifice of the Son of God made man. Jesus Christ is at the same time the priest that offered himself on the cross and the victim of this sacrifice. Why did Jesus Christ offer himself on the cross? Jesus Christ offered himself on the cross mainly for four reasons. To give glory to God his Father. Man's purpose is to give glory to God, and Jesus Christ, representing mankind, gave infinite glory to God through his passion and death. To thank God. Through his passion and death, Jesus Christ gave thanks to God on behalf of all mankind. To pay for the offense of sin. By sinning, man made himself the slave of sin, from which he could not free himself. His soul was stained, and he could not make himself clean. Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, broke the chains of sin. His blood removed that stain on our souls. Jesus Christ gave his life for us, so that we, dying to sin, could live the life of grace. To ask God for what we need. By offering his life, Jesus Christ makes it possible that in his name we can always be heard by God the Father. This is why, when Christ taught us how to pray, he said, "All that you request from God in my name will be given to you. Ask and you will be given." The cross in Christian life. The Gospel teaches us that the disciple of Christ has to carry the cross. He who does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Jesus took the cross on his shoulders also to give us an example by teaching us to love sacrifice. In order to be identified with him, we have to love things that we do not like by offering them to Jesus, and also, for love of him, to look for those things that we like least. The cross is not only present in churches, but in many other places. It is the symbol that recalls our Lord's passion and death. For Christian life, give thanks to Jesus wherever you see a cross or a crucifix, because he has died to save us. Contemplate the 14 stations of the way of the cross.